Tulsi Devi.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Srimad Bhagavatam, Chapter 9, the most confidential knowledge, text 19. Tapami.
Tapami.
Aham.
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 Varsham.
Varsham.
Nigranami.
Nigranami.
Utsrajami.
Utsrajami.
Cha.
Cha.
Amritam.
Amritam.
Cha.
Cha.
Eva.
Eva.
Mrityu.
Mrityu.
Cha.
Cha.
Sat. Asat.
Asat.
Cha.
Cha.
Aham.
Aham.
Arjuna.
Arjuna.
Tapam yaham aham varsham.
Tapam yaham aham varsham.
Nigranam utsrajami cha.
Nigranam utsrajami cha.
Amritam chaiva mrityushcha.
Sarasat
chaham arjuna. Taham yaham maham varsham. Nigranam utsrajami cha. Amritam chaiva mrityushcha. Sarasat chaham arjuna. Tapami.
Tapami.
Give heat.
Give heat.
Davam tuplina.
Davam tuplina.
Aham.
Aham.
I.
I.
Us.
Us.
Aham.
Aham.
At.
At.
Varsham.
Varsham.
Rain.
Rain.
Nigranami.
Nigranami.
Withhold. Utrajami.
Utrajami.
Send forth.
Send forth.
Isprashtana pret.
Isprashtana pret.
Cha.
Cha.
And.
And.
I.
Amritam.
Amritam.
Immortality.
Immortality.
Smrti.
Smrti.
Cha.
Cha.
And.
And.
I.
I.
I. Eva.
Eva.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Nisamnenu.
Nisamnenu.
Mrityu.
Mrityu.
Death.
Death.
Smut.
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 Cha.
Cha. And.
And.
I.
I.
Sat.
Sat.
Spirit.
Spirit.
Duh.
Duh.
Asat.
Asat.
Matter.
Matter.
Matter. Materia.
Materia.
Cha.
Cha.
And.
And.
I.
I.
Aham.
Aham.
I.
I.
Us.
Arjuna.
Arjuna.
Oh, Arjuna.
Oh, Arjuna.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Oh, Arjuna, I give heat, and I withhold, and send forth the rain. I am immortality, and I am also death personified. Both spirit and matter are in me.
Превод Орджуна. Аз давам топлината, аз задържам и изпращам дъжда. Аз съм безсмъртието, аз съм и персонификацията на смъртта. Както духът, така и материята са в мен.
Purport. Krishna, by his different energies, diffuses heat and light through the agency of electricity and sun. During summer season, it is Krishna who checks rain from falling from the sky, and then during the rainy season, he gives unceasing torrents of rain. The energy which sustains us by prolonging the duration of our life is Krishna, and Krishna meets us at the end as death. By analyzing all these different energies of Krishna, one can ascertain that for Krishna there is no distinction between matter and spirit, or in other words, he is both matter and spirit. In the advanced state of Krishna consciousness, one therefore makes no such distinctions. He sees only Krishna in everything. Since Krishna is both matter and spirit, the gigantic universal form comprising all material manifestations is also Krishna, and his pastimes in Vrindavan is two-handed Shyamasundara playing on a flute, are those of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Мислени, че с различните си енергии Кришна разпръсва топлината и светлина и трудността си на електрическите хора. Кришна е този, който през лятото спира падането на дъжда от небето, а през дъждовния сезон изпраща неспирни потоци дъжд. Енергията, която ни поддържа, като удължава живота ни, е Кришна и накрая пак Кришна ни посреща под формата на смърт. Чрез анализиране на различните енергии на Кришна, човек може да установи, че за Кришна няма разлика между материя и дух. Други думи, че той е и материя и дух. Ето защо в напреднания стадий на Кришна съзнание човек не прави такова разграничава. Той вижда във всичко единствено Кришна. Тъй като Кришна е и материя и дух, гигантската вселенска форма, която включва всички материални проявления, е също Кришна. И забавлението му в Вриндавана, като Гуру Кешияма Сундара, който свири на флейта, са забавления също на Бога, на който Кришна.
Ома гьянат варанда шагананжана шалакая чакшурун милитам йейна тасмай шри гурве намаха. So we sing Bahirana Singha, Hridayana Singha, the Nishringa without the Nishringa within.
Ние пием песента за Бог на Симха, че той е и вътре и вън.
So everywhere there is Nishringa.
Нисимха е навсякъде.
So that is confirmed here. Krishna is both spirit and matter. You cannot escape Krishna. Even the atheist, he cannot escape Krishna. He says, I refuse to bow down to God. But then at death, he bows down. So since we are going to bow down to God anyway, why not do it voluntarily and get a better treatment? Just like here in Bulgaria, everyone must serve the state, isn't it? Can anybody avoid serving the state? The law-abiding citizens, they all serve the state. They serve the laws of the state. And the criminals, they think, I do not want to serve the state. I will just do whatever I want to do. But they are captured. They are put in prison. And they must also obey the laws of the state. Breaking rocks with chains on their legs. So they are also serving the state. So since everybody is serving the state, why not serve the state in the way that was most pleasing? If you serve the state voluntarily, then you get a much better treatment than if you serve the state involuntarily, by force. So this is something in good common sense. There is a saying in English, if you can't beat them, join them. So since it's not possible to defeat Krishna, we might as well just surrender. Some people actually try to defeat God, they become big demons. Like Kamsa. You see. But he is defeated by Krishna. Ravana, he is defeated by Ram. So why do we try to defeat God? Even if you become big powerful demon who can terrorize the whole universe, Hiranyakashipu, just by raising his eyebrows, the demigods were in great fear.
Дори да стане човек такъв могъщ демон като Хиранякашипу, който само като се повдигнал веждите, карал полубоговете да трептерят.
The demigods are the universal controllers.
А те са тези господари на Вселената.
They control the sunshine.
Те контролират слънцето.
They control the rain.
Дъждът.
They control everything, but they were afraid of the eyebrows of Hiranyakashipu.
Те контролират всичко, но били страхливи от веждите на Хиранякашипу.
But even such a person was forced to bow down to God the hard way. He had to lay down in the lap of the Lord. And have his guts ripped out. Not a very pleasant way to die. So, if you're not very eager to have your guts ripped out,
ако не имате силно желание да ви разкъсат вътрешностите,
then it is better we surrender to the Lord.
По-добре да се отдадем на Бога.
We can chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The amazing thing is that that person who controls everything, if you give yourself to him in love, then he will give himself to you. That person who controls everything, who is completely, totally unconquerable, is conquered by his devotee's love. Krishna is called Ajita, or one who cannot be conquered. But if you love Krishna with a pure heart, he will become your personal property. So that is a very, very opulent position. That person who gives the heat, who withholds and sends forth the rain, who is immortality and who is also death personified, who is both spirit and matter, will become yours. If you give himself, if you give yourself to him with love. So we started late today. I didn't know what time I was supposed to be down here. So we only have 10 minutes left. So, is any questions? Yes. Shishi Garnitai Kicha.
Are we having an interpersonal relationship in the spirit between the world or the relationship with Krishna?
That question is answered in the Krishna book. You can see there are so many varieties of relationships. Just like Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda mother, they are having so many relationships with each other. The gopis are having so many relationships with each other. There are even two parties of gopis. There's Chandravali's party and Radharani's party. They're having conflicts. So there's so many varieties of relationships. Prabhupada said we will have another ISKCON in the spiritual world. In fact, it's already been started. They've already opened a center there. Many of our devotees, ISKCON devotees, have already gone there to start ISKCON Goloka. And that center is going to become the biggest center in ISKCON in due course of time. As more and more ISKCON devotees go back to Godhead, it will be a very big, big ISKCON center. There you don't have to worry, but they won't have to worry about paying the rent for the temple.
They
won't have to worry about heating during the winter. It'd be the most ideal ISKCON temple in the whole movement. So it's very nice. Actually, the spiritual master lives forever by his teachings. And the disciple lives with him. So you know, when you go there, you can have your own darshan with Prabhupada. And all the ISKCON gurus will be there, the ISKCON devotees, everyone, all the relationships will continue. When you have a guru here in this material world, your guru will go back to Godhead, you will go back to Godhead, and you will have a guru-disciple relationship eternally in the spiritual world also. So you will have very, very wonderful relationships. But Krishna will be the center of every relationship. Everybody will be talking about Krishna, thinking about Krishna. Did you hear what Krishna did today? Oh, he did the most amazing thing. I was Vajamuna and I saw Krishna doing this. It was amazing. You will personally see Krishna. And you will tell the other devotees what Krishna said to you. You will tell what Krishna gave you out of his lunch bag. What kind of sweet he gave you. So it'll be very nice in the spiritual world. You must go immediately, as soon as possible. Get your ticket. Make your reservation. Get your visa.
Invitation?
Yes, that's not a problem.
No problem.
The invitation is already there. Prabhupada has given you the invitation. And the visa is called Diksha. Actually, Diksha is the ticket. And pure bhakti is the visa. You have to have ticket and visa. Questions, Mara?
I cannot understand how sometimes material knowledge and intelligence can be impediment to your life. That's my personal experience also. I've read it.
By what? What's an advantage?
It's my personal experience, she said, and also So material intelligence and skills could be disadvantaged.
Yes, so is there a question?
Why is that?
Why is material advancement of knowledge an impediment for a spiritual advancement? If one becomes very proud that I know everything, then you do not want to hear. You will not hear from the spiritual master. You will not hear from the Vaishnavas. You will not hear from the scriptures. So So it is a very dangerous position to think that you are very advanced in knowledge. Because that material advancement of knowledge is actually nescience.
Защо всъщност напредъка в материалното знание е действително с невежество.
Even people who are very advanced in Vedic knowledge, if it is based on speculation, that is the worst impediment.
Дори хората, които са напреднали много в ведическото знание, ако това е базирано спекулация, това е много още по-голямо.
Such persons are attached to the conception of impersonal Brahman, the Supreme. So it is the best thing is to be very humble and not think that you're very learned. And chant Hare Krishna. The spiritual master of Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu
told him that you are a fool. You cannot study Vedanta. You should simply chant this Hare Krishna mantra. So we have to, in the name of Prabhupada, Bhakti Vedanta. The first thing is
Bhakti.
And then comes
Vedanta.
If you try to have Vedanta without Bhakti, you will remain in the cycle of birth and death. But if you take Bhakti and then Vedanta, you will have perfect
Vedanta.
Questions more?
Знаем, че девето възкърбение се може да става на цялото име пред вярващи хора. И сега Кришна Пропанова с който начин представяше да ставате на цялото име пред аудитория от много хора, които нали бяха на откритите програми. Каква е границата, при която може да се извърши това възкърбение? Сега е трудно да разбере къде е границата точно. Може ли да обясните?
What is the question? What does that mean?
No, you explained that you said that you expertly presented the words of the Holy Name to the audience of non-devotees like yesterday, and he wants to know where is the border.
Yes. The ninth offense in the matter of chanting Hare Krishna is to express the glories of the Holy Name to the faithless.
Девето оскърбление да се проповядва славата на святото име пред невярващите.
This does not mean that you should not preach.
Но това не означава, че не трябва да се проповядва.
It means that you must preach very expertly.
Означава, че трябва да се проповядва много опитно.
If by your preaching people become blasphemous.
Ако заради твоето проповядване хората стават оскърбителни.
Then you have caused them to commit an offense.
Това ти ставаш причина за тяхното оскърбление.
That is your offense.
И тогава то става и твое оскърбление.
However, a devotee is very merciful.
Обаче преданият винаги много милостив.
He takes the risk of committing the ninth offense.
Той поема риска да извърши деветото оскърбление.
Out of kind, on the chance that he might be able to attract them to the holy name.
Защото той се надява на шанса, че може да ги привлече към святото име.
You have to be very sensitive to how people are responding to what you're saying.
Но трябва да бъдеш много внимателен и чувствителен за това как хората отвръщат на това, което ти им говориш.
You have to be an expert psychologist, actually.
Трябва да си всъщност един опитен психолог.
To see how you're affecting the hearer by the way you're preaching.
Да видиш как афектираш тяхното възприятие чрез твоето проповядване.
If you are very expert, then you can attract anyone to Krishna consciousness. So, it means you should not preach in such a way that you cause them to commit offense. If by your preaching you can instill within them a sense of faith,
ако с проповядването си успееш да породиш в техните сърца чувство на вяра,
then they are not faithless. Faithlessness, actually everyone is faithful within their heart. Their faithlessness is merely a covering of their inner faithful self. So if you're expert, you can connect with that faithful self within, and that faithless covering will be purged away. That is expert preaching. So the ninth offense simply doesn't mean to preach in a foolish way. It means to preach in an expert way. That's what it means. Srila Prabhupada told me in one letter, he said, if you will simply, he says, if you preach in a very, he was saying, if you describe these books in the best descriptive manner, you can convince anyone to purchase them. If the ninth offense meant that we can't preach, then we couldn't do book distribution either. Prabhupada told us to approach everyone and give them the books. So you simply have to become expert. How to convince everyone to take these books. How to convince everyone to chant Hare Krishna. How to convince everyone to become a devotee of Krishna. And then you will not be committing the ninth offense. Actually, if you don't preach, you're committing the third offense. Because Prabhupada has ordered us, preach, preach, preach. So you cannot disobey the third offense. You must preach. But do it expertly so you do not commit the ninth offense. So, someone may say, but I'm not expert, therefore I should not preach. But how do you think an expert preacher becomes an expert preacher? Do you think he was always an expert preacher? No, he wasn't. Because he was enthusiastic to give Krishna to everyone, therefore he took all risks of even committing the ninth offense to push for this movement. And by doing that, that preacher became expert because he was willing to risk even going to hell for the sake of preaching. That is Krishna consciousness. Even if by your preaching you will go to hell, that is all right. The gopis were prepared to go to hell to cure Krishna's headache. Such Lord Chaitanya has a headache. He's in great anxiety. All these karmis are caught up in sense gratification. So if you can preach Krishna consciousness with total complete dedication, you will relieve Lord Chaitanya of his headache. So preach. 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 Make these Bulgarians into devotees. Liberate this country from the clutches of Maya. Questions more? Yes.
Понякога ми е много трудно да правя 16 кръга. условно предположение, че всички неща трябва да ги вършим с много пъти повече усилия. И освен, че трябва да преодолявам, нали, проблемите на материалното тяло,
Sometimes for me it's difficult to chant 16 words because everything I do takes extra time, even just maintaining the body and whatever body routine I have. And on the top I have to do something to maintain myself.
It's very simple. You're having a hard time to chant 16 rounds. Let me ask you one question. Do you eat?
Yeah.
Too much.
You're very busy, so how do you find time to eat? I told one disciple who had a hard time chanting her rounds, I told her it's very simple. You don't take your breakfast until you finish your 16 rounds. And then because your tongue is hungry, you want to taste prasadam, you'll be forced to get your, I have to finish my round so I can have breakfast. I guarantee you, if you take a vow that I won't eat my breakfast until I finish my 16 rounds every day, I guarantee you, you'll chant 16 rounds every day.
Аз ти гарантирам, ако дадеш обече, няма да ядеш, докато не си свършиш кръговете, сигурно ще успяш да ги свършиш.
It's very simple formula. You like to eat, so just deny yourself having any food until you finish your rounds every day.
При всички случаи ще искаш да ядеш и не дей си го позволя, докато не си свършиш кръговете.
You will make sure to get those rounds done, I guarantee it.
Тогава ти гарантирам, със сигурно ще успеш да ги свършиш.
Questions more? Yes.
Regarding the preaching, is it not so that it is not necessary that we all preach in the same way?
There's a question, please.
The question is, does preaching mean we all preach in the same way? The answer is no. In fact, this was when I was at your house, I made this very point. The devotee who made me a devotee, Vishnu Jana Maharaj, he preached in a way that nobody else preached. Totally different way. So if you're when you preach, you shouldn't think of imitating somebody else's preaching. You present the philosophy as it is, but the style of preaching should be so that you connect with that person's heart.
Философията така, каквато е, но стилът на проповядване трябва да е такъв, че да можеш да се свържиш ти лично със сърцето на този, който.
Just like I am preaching to you right now.
Сега както аз сега точно ти проповядвам.
You see, I am thinking how I connect with this girl's heart.
Аз си мисля, как мога да се свържа с сърцето на това.
How I can reach deep into her heart and touch her.
Как мога да стигна дълбоко в сърцето и да я докосна.
In a very powerful way. So that she cannot resist completely surrendering to Krishna. And I'm thinking just of how to preach specifically for you as an individual. Not some formula I use for everyone. But just like a custom-made suit. The tailor, you can buy a suit or at the department store, but when you go to a tailor, then you have a suit which is custom made for you.
На магазин може да си купиш готов костюм, но ако отиш на шиваш, той ще го направи точно по теб.
The tailor will measure all of your dimensions and make a suit just perfect for your body.
Шиваш ще измери всички твои телесни части и ще направи костюма да бъде точен за теб.
So that's how you preach. You should see the individual person. You should try to understand their psychology. And you should give yourself completely to that person. So you can touch them in a very deep and powerful way to attract them to Krishna. Not only will you be preaching differently than other devotees, but you will be preaching to each individual person in a different way. According to the mentality of that particular person. Next question. Yes, you can ask one. You would like to ask a question?
One is trying to stay in Krishna consciousness, but sometimes something happens and it makes mess of everything.
Yes. Yes. Do you know why sometimes things go very? You know why sometimes it becomes very, very difficult? Because you are burning off your past sinful reactions. Every one of us have many, many sinful activities. That's why we have material bodies. I have one disciple, his name is Rishikesh Das. And as soon as he decided to become a devotee, he was diagnosed with cancer. And I called him on the telephone. And he was so happy. He said, Srila Gurudev, I'm burning off my past sins. So that happens sometimes. We go through difficulties in Krishna consciousness. But a devotee just thinks, I am burning off the reactions from my past sins, so let me just tolerate this. If you are a devotee of Krishna only when things are going very nicely, then you are not a devotee of Krishna. You are a devotee of good times. But if you are actually a devotee of Krishna, you'll be devoted to Him when things are going good and when things are going bad also. You remain always dedicated to Him. It doesn't matter. That is love. Not, oh, Krishna, if you treat me very nicely, I will be your devotee. If you treat me badly, I will teach you a lesson, I will give you up. That is called business. That is not bhakti. Questions more? Yes. Devotees are not afraid of death.
But I am very afraid from the pain of death. How to overcome death.
Yes. So, because we are not fully devotees, we are still under the influence of the material nature, therefore we are still afraid of death.
Не сме напълно станали предани, сме подгледани материалната природа, затова се страхуваме от смъртта.
Kunti Devi is the example of someone. She's actually begging for fearful difficulties because she finds those conducive for her Krishna consciousness.
Kunti Devi is a решение пример. Тя всъщност се моли за такива трудни обстоятелства, защото тя ги смята за благоприятни за нейното Кришна съзнание.
So that is there. We are afraid of the painful condition of the time of death.
Да, това е факт. Ние се боим от трудните, болезнени мигове по време на смъртта.
So how do we conquer over that fear?
Как да победим този страх?
One thing we can understand, death is very painful, that's a fact. There's four material miseries: birth, death, old age and disease.
Да, трябва да разберем, това е факт, че смъртта е болезнена. Как тя е едно от четирите страдания в материалния свят.
Death is not fun.
Смъртта не е забавление.
It's a very, very austere thing that one has to go through. Just like when you're taking a course at the university, who enjoys going for the final examination? It's very fearful when you go for your final exam. So how do you overcome the fear of the final exam? You do all your homework on time. You study nicely all the assignments given by the professor. You take very good notes in the classes. You don't skip any classes, you attend all the classes. And sure, you become a very good and dedicated student. And if in this way, if you're very, very well prepared, then the final exam is actually something to look forward to.
И ако си много, много добре подготвен, всъщност последния изпит е нещо, към което ти ще се стремиш.
Because it gives you a chance to show your professor what a good student you are.
Защото той ти дава възможност да покажеш на твоя професор колко добър студент си.
So death is actually not fearful for those who are well prepared.
Всъщност смъртта не е страшна за тези, които са добре подготвени.
It's a chance for them to show Krishna that yes, I'm 100% sold out to you, my Lord.
Това е шанс да покажем на Кришна, че ние сме 100% ударени, продадени на Тебе, Господи.
But if we still have material attachments,
но все още имаме материални привързаности,
then death is very, very fearful.
Смъртта е много страшна.
It is fearful according to the degree of how many material attachments we still have.
Тя е страшна до толкова, доколкото ние поддържаме все още някакви материални привързаности.
But material attachments cannot be artificially renounced either.
Но нито пък тези материални привързаности могат изкуствено да се отречени.
The only way we can successfully get free from material attachments is we have to become more and more and more attached to Krishna.
Единствен начин, по който успешно може да се освободим от материалните привързаности, като
more and more attached
към Кришна.
More and more attached to Srila Prabhupada.
Все по-привързани към Прабхупада.
More and more attached to our Guru Maharaj. More and more attached to the devotees. More and more attached to the scriptures. More and more attached to the holy names. In this way, you have to increase your material your spiritual attachments more and more and more and more. And then death will be, as Prabhupada says, that you simply go to sleep and you wake up with Krishna. Are you afraid of going to sleep?
No.
So you just have to work very diligently to become the pure devotee of Krishna.
Много упорито да станеш истински предан на Кришна.
And then you will not be afraid of death.
Няма да се страхуваш от смъртта.
So now we should have the kirtan and RT, all right? So we thank you all very much.
Благодаря ви много.
Шрила Прабхупада ки джай.
Джай.
Джай. Iskan Sophia Vaishnavas ki jai.